time now to introduce Michael Lang with his main menu contribution.
This is my first contribution for main menu. But the device about which I'd like to talk is so complex that I first have to give a table of contents. 1. Introduction. 2. The PTR1 as a DAISY machine. 2.1. Playing DAISY CDs. 2.2. Recording DAISY CDs. 2.3. The PC card slot. 3. The PTR1 as an MP3 CD machine. 3.1. Playing MP3 CDs. 3.2. Recording MP3 CDs. 4. The PTR1 as an audio CD machine. 4.1. Playing audio CDs. 4.2. Recording audio CDs. 5. The additional functions. 6. The PC software. 7. Final thoughts. 1. Introduction. If one wanted to briefly summarize the features of this machine, one might say it's a portable DAISY recorder. However, as one might gather from the table of contents, this machine, which has the size of a normal book, has got an unbelievable range of functions. The two main tasks of the machine are to play and to record DAISY stuff. To do this, one can use the built-in CD drive, which can also be connected to a PC via a USB cable. One can then use the PTR1 as a conventional CDR and CDRW writer. The second DAISY play and record option is the built-in PC card slot. With an adapter, one can use lots of different flash cards like smart media cards or memory sticks in the PTR1. In the following chapters, I'll try to describe at least some of PTR1's functions, but in this introduction, I'll just describe the recorder. First, let's listen to something from the manual, which is supplied as a DAISY CD. I'll turn the recorder on.
Disc, please wait. DAISY title, PTR1. Plexstock Portable Recorder. User's Guide.
It makes a lot of these musical noises. I like that.
The Plexstock Portable Recorder is in the shape of a book that opens to the left. Like a book, there is a rounded edge on the back cover of the left side. Also, like a book, the right side is concave or slightly hollowed out along its edge. Place the unit so the side with the rounded edge is on the left. The CD insertion slot will then be directly in front of you. The dimensions of the Plexstock are 7 inches deep, 5.9 inches wide, and 1.5 inches high.
Got it. Well, as you may have heard, the manual is read by a speech synthesizer. I'd prefer a human reader, but the speech is quite clear. I like this book-style design a lot. The metallic casing feels quite robust. On the left side of the unit, which really feels like the back of a book, we have the mechanical on-off switch. And there are also 3 sockets. Headphone out, mono microphone in, and line in, which is stereo. On the front side of the unit, there are 3 jog levers. These can be turned to the left and to the right, and they can also be pressed. With each of these 3 jog levers, one operates 2 virtual sliders, so to speak. One jog lever is for voice guidance volume and normal volume. One is for playing speed control and sound control, bass and treble. And with number 3, one can change recording volume and monitor volume. One switches between the 2 sliders by pressing the jog lever. Also on the front side, we have the eject button, the lock switch, and the CD input slot. On the top of the unit, we find the built-in speaker and built-in microphone, and we also find the rest of the keys there. At the left, there are four keys named Info, Heading, Page, and Bookmark. Below these keys is the record key, which is a bit bigger than the four others. To the right of these keys, we have the numeric keypad with the usual 10 keys with a dot on the 5, the star key, which is escape, and the pound key, which is enter. On the back of the unit, we have the USB port and the AC adapter socket. On the right side of the unit is the PC card slot. On the bottom side of the unit is the compartment for the removable lithium-ion battery. Let's go back to the front side of the unit, especially the lock switch. When the unit is locked, the key describe feature is active. One has to press and hold a key to get its description. I'll now lock the unit.
Key lock, key describer, on.
And here's the description for each key.
Recording level or monitor level dial. Speed or tone dial. Volume or guide volume dial. Information key, switch to sleep timer and setting date. Press and hold time information. Heading key, switch to heading and group function. Press and hold heading group and copyright information. Page key, switch to page function. Press and hold page information. Bookmark key, switch to bookmark function. Press and hold bookmark information. One key, switch to recording mode. Two key, scroll up. Three key, switch to playback mode. Four key, move back. Five key, menu, press and hold, help information. Six key, move forward. Seven key, undo. 8 key, scroll down. 9 key, redo. Star key, cancel. 0 key.
It has no other function.
Pound key, enter. Back key, press and hold, rewind. Play stop key, press and hold time information. Forward key, press and hold fast forward.
And finally,
record key.
Now,
key lock, key describer off.
Let's see what happens if I press and hold the info key.
Current time, 4:43. Date, October 14th, 2002. AC, battery, charged complete.
2. The PTR1 is a Daisy machine. 2.1. Playing Daisy CDs. The biggest new thing with Daisy is that you can play Daisy books hierarchically. The producer of a Daisy book can insert headings into it, which may go from level 1 to level 6. At level 1, one may find all the chapters of the book. At level 2, maybe the subsections of the book like 3.2, 3.3 and so on. At level 3, one may find subsections like 3.3.1, 3.3.2 and so on. With a PTR1, one goes from heading to heading with the 4 and 6 keys. the desired level is adjusted with the 2 and 8 keys. I'll now go through the manual at level 1. First, I'll go to the beginning of the manual by pressing Heading and Enter.
Go to Heading, Tips, just press Enter to the beginning. Enter, beginning of title, VTR1. Plextalk Portable Recorder. User's Guide. About this Plextalk Portable Recorder you... Level 2. Level 1. Plexter reserves the... Table of Contents.
6.
Using this manual.
6.
Copying music and digitals.
6.
1. Features of the Plextalk. 2. What you get. 3. Controls and functions. 4. Before you begin. 5. Getting started. 6. Listening to Daisy books. 7. Listening to music CDs and MP3 discs. 8. Recording from lectures, CDs, tapes, and radio. 9. Recording in music CD format. 10. Using other Plextalk capabilities. 11. Using your Plextalk as a CDR and RW drive. 12. Connecting to a computer. 13. Glossary. 14. Main specifications and options. 14.1. 15. Menu hierarchy. 16. Troubleshooting. Appendix A. Technical support. Appendix B. Warranty. Plextalk Corporation, USA and Canada.
Okay, now let's go into Chapter 8. Let's go a bit deeper.
13. 12. 8. Recording from lectures, CDs, level 2. 8.1. Recording formats and settings.
Okay, let's go into that.
8.1.1. Recording settings for the Plextalk. 8.1.2. Details of Plextalk recording settings. 8.1.3. Recording and custom settings.
Now, I'll give a certain page number to go there. I press the page key.
Go to page.
It makes this noise repeatedly, and it just says that it wants something, and what it wants now is a number. So I will press 95.
95.
It wants more. It wants the enter key, and I'll press it.
Enter. Page 95. 8.3.7. Check the time of recording.
Works great. With all the Daisy players, one can make bookmarks, so that a specific position in a book can be found later again easily. With the PTR1, one can make voice bookmarks too. If I, for instance, recorded a lecture and had a specific question about a paragraph, I can speak the question into a microphone and the PTR1 will record it into its memory. Let's try it out.
Procedure. To obtain the current time and available recording time, press and hold the information key while playback or while stopped.
Let's suppose I don't understand that and have a question. I'll have to press the bookmark key 3 times.
Set voice bookmark.
It makes this waiting noise again. It wants a number. I press 2.
2.
And enter.
Enter. Volume setting. Press and hold record key while recording. Input. Built-in microphone. Good.
I'll explain this later. I really don't understand this. I have to ask somebody to explain it to me.
Bookmark 2 set.
Okay. Now, let's listen to this paragraph again.
Voice guide, current time. Of recording. Procedure. To obtain the current time and available recording time, press and hold the information key while playback or while stopped.
I really don't understand this. I have to ask somebody to explain it to me.
Voice guide. Current time. Date.
And as you heard, every time I listen to that specific position of the book, the PTR1 will play this voice bookmark to me. This can get annoying in some situations, and that's why one can turn it off. This is done via the PTR1's menu system. One activates the menu by pressing the 5 key.
Menu. Edit. Back up.
I press 6.
Recording setting. Play. Bookmark.
That's the right menu item. I press the Enter key.
Enter. Select. Bookmark setting. Setting of playing voice bookmark.
Yeah, I want that.
Enter. Select. Play voice bookmark while playing or not. Play.
Play is set. I press 6.
No play. Play.
I have pressed 6 again. Oh, that's alright. I want the bookmarks to be played.
Cancel. Select. Book. Cancel. Menu. Cancel.
In my opinion, voice bookmarks are a great feature. The PTR1 has 30 minutes of speech memory. One can adjust how much of this memory should be used for voice bookmarks and how much for the notepad. The default configuration is 15 minutes for voice bookmarks and 15 minutes for the notepad. The PTR1 can remember up to 10,000 normal bookmarks for each CD, and it can do that for 1,000 CDs. It also remembers the stop position when a CD is stopped or taken out. That works really great. The recorder has several repeat playback options like normal CD players do. Now, I'd like to know where I am in the book.
Standard play. Total 5 hours 32 minutes 10 seconds. Elapsed 3 hours 5 minutes 8 seconds. Remain 2 hours 27 minutes 1 seconds. The date of this index, August 25th, 2002, 1926.
I did that by pressing and holding the play button. I'd prefer it if the PTR1 would first speak the elapsed time, then the remaining time, and only then the total time. As it is now, I always have to listen to the total time first before I can hear the elapsed and the remaining time. I wrote that to the Plextor people. I really hope that they will make this change in a future firmware version. And where am I heading wise?
Current heading 231, total heading 371. Daisy copyright information. 8.3.7. Check the time of recording.
This information can be heard when the heading key is pressed and held. The PTR1 can play up to 4 hours when it is operated via the supplied rechargeable lithium-ion battery. Let's try the speed control now.
Press and hold the information key while recording or while paused. Speed plus 1. Voice guide recorded time. Speed plus 3. Available recording time. 8.4. Editing while recording. If you can operate this player for record. Speed plus 5. Recording such as for conferences or lessons, you can edit while recording to create book that was even more excellent. Speed plus 6. Search characteristics. 8.4. Speed plus. Speed plus 8. Speed plus 8. When set the heading while recording. When you set the heading during recording, it is automatically ordered from the beginning.
That's the maximum.
When stop is recording, press the heading key. The heading is automatically. Speed. Normal. Magically inserted. Voice guide. Speed. -1. Speed, -2. Speed, -2.
And that's the minimum.
Heading, 8.4.2. Set the heading during a recording pause.
Now that would be good for drum and bass music. When one just presses the forward or back key, the PTR1 skips to the next or previous phrase.
You can pause record. Procedure while recording. Voice guide. Pop. Procedure. Press the heading key. Voice guide. Head. Procedure. The Plex Talk continues recording. 8.4.3. Cancel a heading setting. Procedure. While. Voice guide. Procedure.
And so on. The cueing of the PTR1 sounds similar to that of a tape recorder, so that one can hear index tones. That's fine if one wants to daisy-fy tapes.
Press the heading key. Procedure.
The PTR1 is a daisy recorder. The special thing with this recorder is that you cannot just record on CD, but that you can edit recorded stuff on the CD nearly as conveniently and accurately as you can do with sound on a PC. The machine offers punch-in, insert, and override recording modes. The recorder tries to divide recorded material into phrases automatically. If it makes mistakes, one can correct that manually by splitting or joining phrases. One can also copy, cut, and paste phrases with the audio clipboard of the recorder. I will now create a new title on the Daisy CDRW, which is in the recorder.
Menu. Edit. Enter. Select. Editing items. Cut phrase. Erase selecting title. Create new title.
That's what I want. I press enter.
Enter. Create new title. Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Enter. Prepare for Daisy recording. Finished. Current title, 10. Total title, 10.
As you have heard, one can have several titles on one CD, so that one can store several issues of a magazine, for instance. Now, I'd like to be in insert recording mode, and this is switched with a 1 key.
Punch in. Insert.
Okay. Now we come to the next great feature of this fine machine. It has a talking recording level control. If one presses the record key first, the PTR1 is in record pause mode. It then repeatedly makes comments. If the recording level is low, it says low. If it's good, it says good. And if it is too high, it says high. I'll now plug in an external microphone, and you will hear that because...
Input, external microphone.
So it also tells you that, and now I press record.
Volume setting. Record 2. Disc current setting. Daisy format. Custom setting. Input, external microphone. Good.
Okay. I'm just testing. 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Oh, it likes that.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Let's see if I can go a little higher with the recording level control.
Recording level, 15.
All right. Is that fine?
Good.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Let's shout a little. Come on. Do you like that? Do you like that?
Hi.
Ah. Okay, I will go down again.
Recording level 14. Good.
Okay, and if I shout now?
Hi.
Ah, but I think this is okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, let's start recording. It said hi, but it's okay. I tried it before. I tried this recording level before. So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book, and it starts with a table of contents, chapter 1, chapter 2, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, ... Now, we are at the end of the table of contents, and the foreword begins, so we have to insert a heading to be able to find it later. This is done by pressing the heading key.
Heading.
Foreword. This deals with the contents of the book, with the author, how and when the book was written, and so on. Okay. We are at the end of the foreword, and before the book begins, we want to insert another heading.
Heading.
And also, I want to insert a page marker, because now begins page 1.
Page.
Page 1. Now, there are the first paragraphs of the book, the introductory stuff. And I'd like to know how much time is left on the CD and how long this recording is. This is done by pressing the information key.
Recorded 1:40 available recording time 4:58:45.
Oh, great. Now I'll stop it. The recorder stays at the end of the recording when it is stopped. One could listen to the last recorded phrase by just pressing the back key. I'll go to the beginning of the title with a 4 key.
Heading. Beginning of title.
It said hi, but it's okay. I tried it before. I tried this recording level before.
One normally speaks a title first, because the first phrase of a recording is considered the title by the recorder.
So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book, and it starts with a table of contents, chapter 1, chapter 2, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, ... Now, we are at the end of the table of contents, and the foreword begins, so we have to insert a heading to be able to find it later. This is done by pressing the heading key.
Heading.
Forward. This deals with the contents of the book.
Let's go to page 1.
Author.
Go to page 1. Enter page 1. Page.
Page 1. Now, there are the first paragraphs of the book, the introductory stuff, and I'd like to know how much time is left on the CD and how long this recording is. This is done by pressing the information key.
Recorded 1:40.
And so on.
Available.
Ah, works great. But perhaps you may have noticed a problem. All the voice guidance is in the recording. There is a menu setting which just switches off voice guidance while recording. In that mode, the PTR1 will talk in every situation. It will also talk in record pause mode. But when one actually records, the thing is absolutely silent. Now let's erase something.
It It's okay. I tried it before. I tried this recording level before. So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book, and it's...
Now, this and I don't like this and I'd like to delete it.
Menu. Enter. Select. Editing. Copy. Paste phrase. Split phrase.
We first have to split the phrase.
Enter. Press 4 or 6 key to select phrase to split.
It said hi, but... So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book, and it starts with a table of contents.
All right, that's the right phrase.
Chapter 1, chapter 2.
I press enter.
Press pound key to select the position to split.
So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book.
Enter. Split phrase. Are you sure? Press 4 or 6 key to check how split.
So, we can check out the split before we make it.
And it starts with the table of contents, chapter 1.
Yeah,
chapter
that's the
two.
Position the phrase should begin.
Enter. Finished.
And now we have to do a second split.
2.1, 2.2. And it starts with the table of...
That's the phrase we have to split.
Menu. Enter. Copy. Paste. Split phrase. Enter. Press 4 or 6 key to select phrase to split.
2.1. And it starts with the...
That's the right phrase.
Enter. Press pound key to select the position to split.
Contents. Chapter 1. Chapter 2.
No.
And...
Enter. Split phrase. Are you sure? Press 4 or 6 key to check how split.
It starts with the table of contents. Chapter 1. Chapter 2.
It's not absolutely exact, but let's do it.
Enter. Finished.
Now, let's listen to the result.
2.1. It starts with the table of contents. So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book, and it starts with the table of contents, chapter 1, chapter 2, 2.1, 2.
So, the and is still there. We have to delete it now, because we have isolated it as a phrase.
Contents, and...
That's the one I want to delete.
Menu, edit. Enter. Select. Edit. Copy phrase. Cut phrase.
Right.
Enter. Press 4 or 6 key to set the beginning to cut.
And,
Right.
Enter. Press 4 or 6 key to set the end to cut.
And,
I only want to cut out one phrase, so I press enter.
Enter. Cut phrase. Are you sure? Enter. Finished.
Let's listen again.
It starts with a... So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book. It starts with a table of contents.
As you may have heard, there is still a little bit of the in the text. We could try to do that again. There is an undo feature in the PTR1. Let's try this.
Menu. Enter. Select. Copy. Split phrase. Join. Cut set. Copy. Past. Set of set. Cancel previous editing. Enter. Cancel previous editing. Are you sure? Enter. Finished.
It starts with a...
Beginning of title.
So, let's say we are now at the beginning of a book, and it starts with a table of...
The and is there again. And we could try to make it better now. So, editing recorded stuff is definitely doable, but it's not quite as simple as doing it on a PC with SoundForge, for instance. For each inserted heading, one can set up the desired level, Let's try that.
Menu. Enter. Select. Editing items. Cut frame. Copy frame. Paste. Split frame. Join phrase. Cut section. Copy section. Paste section. Set of section level.
That's the one I want.
Enter. Press 4 or 6 key to select section. Press 2 or 8 key to set level. Level 1.
It's set high, but it's okay.
Next section.
Level 1. Heading.
Oh, what's that?
Level 1. Heading. End of title. Level 1.
Okay, let's say that we want to give this heading level 2.
Level 2. Enter. Set of section level. Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Enter. Set.
Let's listen to the
it result. It starts with the table of contents. Chapter 1. Chapter 2.
Let's go to the beginning of the title.
Beginning of title. Level 2.
Forward.
Heading.
And also, I want to insert a page markup.
End of title.
And now, let's scan the book at level 1.
Level 1.
It's set high, but...
Heading.
Forward.
End of title. Beginning of title.
It's...
So... The beginning of the book is now at level 2, while the beginning of the foreword is still at level 1. 2.3, the PC card slot. I got a memory stick with 64 megs, and this stick is in a PC card adapter now, and I will put this adapter into the PTR1, into the PC card slot.
Saving.
It first has to save the
card, please wait.
CD content.
Unsupported card.
It does that sometimes. Okay, I will...
No card.
Eject it and put it in again.
Card, please wait. Daisy title, current title, 2. Total title, 2.
Spider Titel.
So, I've already recorded something onto the card. One can record onto PC cards or flash cards with an adapter in the same way as one can with CDs. One can also back up complete CDs or part of CDs onto PC cards. I think that the PC card slot is really a fantastic idea because one can use that for in the field recordings. CDs are rather sensitive to shock, but with a PC card, one should be able to walk while recording. A blind journalist could record interviews onto PC cards, and because the recordings are in MP3 or WAV format, they could be transferred to a PC with ease. One can switch between the card and the CD with a select media item, which is selected with the 2 and the 8 key.
Group. Level. Total title. Selecting media. Card. Disc, please wait.
Now I've switched back
Disc
to the CD.
Title. Current title. 10. Total title. 10.
Okay. 3. The PTR1 as an MP3 CD machine. 3.1 playing MP3 CDs. I'll now put an MP3 CD into the recorder.
Disc, please wait.
And it will take some time to read it because there are several directories on the CD.
MP3 CD, current album, 1, total album, 10.
So, the PTR1 recognizes directories on MP3 CDs. It calls these albums, and one can navigate from directory to directory with the 4 and 6 keys. One chooses between directories and files with 2 and 8. On this CD, there are lots and lots of German language plays, and I will just demonstrate how it works to go from directory to directory, or album to album, and from file to file.
Selecting media. Album.
Album. Okay, I'll press 6 now.
Album. 2.
I'll press play.
The Bradshaw hat recht gehabt, denn auf der ganzen
so,
Feldwand ist nicht.
I already heard a portion of this album, of this directory, and the PTR1 remembers even stop position in albums on MP3 files.
End of album. End of album.
Hmm?
Album. Album 3.
Ah, this music tells a lot, I think. A mystery play.
File 2.
Ist Ihre Frau Deutsche?
So, when one has reached an album and then presses the 6 key again, it goes to the next file. And to change to the next album, one has to press 2 to go back to the album level.
Album. Album 4.
Now, I'd like to know where I am on the CD. I press and hold the heading key.
Current file. 1. Total file. 6. Current album. 4. Total album. 10.
Okay. Now, I'll press and hold the play key.
Standard play. Total, 6 minutes, 38 seconds. Elapsed, 8 seconds. Remain, 6 minutes, 29 seconds. The date of this index, February 19th, 2001, 3:25.
So, with MP3 CDs, it speaks the time information for the current file. This is another great thing with the PTR1. It recognizes MP3 CD directories, and so one can navigate even in very complex directory structures. The recorder recognizes 1024 files per directory, and it can handle up to 8 directory levels. When it comes to MP3 formats, the recorder isn't as flexible as the RioVault. I have some MP3 files which the recorder simply doesn't play. It gives no error message, it just stays silent. 3.2. Recording MP3 CDs. The PTR1 doesn't have a special mode to record MP3 CDs. When one records a DAISY format, the first title is stored in book0.dir, the second in book1.dir, and so on. One can choose between several MP3 sampling and bitrates and PCM wave 44.1 kHz. To record music, one can use 128K stereo. But the PTR1 always adds some additional files which are needed to control the DAISY structure. It is not possible to tell the recorder to start an MP3 file while recording. When the heading key is pressed, the recorder just notes that in its control files, but it doesn't start a new MP3 file. I think that there should be a setting to tell the recorder to always start a new MP3 file when a new heading is inserted. I made that suggestion in my feedback report to Plextor Japan. 4. The PTR1 as an audio CD machine. 4.1 playing audio CDs. Nothing special about that. One can jump to specific tracks by pressing the heading key and then entering a number. The speed control also works with audio CDs. One can get the usual elapsed remaining total time information. And the resume feature works as it does with other CDs. When one presses the back or forward key, the player jumps about 3 seconds in the according direction. 4.2. Recording audio CDs. The recorder strictly distinguishes between data CDs and audio CDs. I will now put a blank audio CDRW into the recorder.
Disk, please wait. Digital audio recordable CD, push record key.
And as you heard, it recognized it as an audio recordable CD. By the way, if you put a commercial audio CD into the PTR1, it says music CD. One can record on audio CDRs and CDRWs. One can pause recordings. One can insert new tracks by pressing the heading key. One can tell the PTR1 to insert track marks automatically when it detects a pause of a specified length. But one cannot edit audio CD recordings as one can with DAISY recordings. After one finalizes an audio CD, it can be played in every audio CD player. CD finalizing is done via the Media Management menu.
Menu. Control Panel. Media Management. Enter. Select Media Management. CD finalization. Unable to finalize.
I think that's because the CD is empty.
Cancel. Digital audio recordable CD. Push record key.
When one uses the PTR1 on batteries and tries to finalize, one gets a warning. One can go on finalizing, but I'd recommend using the AC adapter because the CD can get useless when the battery gets drained while finalizing. While one finalizes a CD and also while one erases a CDRW, the recorder issues a tone signal repeatedly, and if one presses the play key, it says how much of the task it has already finished in percent and how long approximately it will still take. That's great. One cannot record in MP3, that's DAISY format, on audio CDs. Neither can one record in audio CD format, that's CDDA, on data CDs with a PTR1. 5. The additional functions. First, let's go into the notepad.
Menu. Edit. Backup. Recording setting. Play. Bookmark. On timer. Notepad. Enter. Press 4 or 6 key to select notepad. Press 2 or 8 key to select index level. Press record key to start recording. Date, October 14th, 2002, no index.
One can search for specific notes by their date. But let's just make a note. First, I have to press the record key to go into record pause mode.
Volume setting. Press and hold record key while
I now
recording.
Use the built-in microphone. I don't have to adjust the volume.
Low.
The built-in microphone has an automatic gain control.
Low.
Now, to record, I have to press and hold the record key.
Good.
I have to take my medicine now.
I have to take my medicine now.
October 14th, 2002. 6:30, remainder of...
Now, one can tell the PTR1 to play a note at a specific date and time. First, one has to set the date.
Enter. Select notepad setting. Set date. Enter. Select type of index. Setting date.
I press 6.
Yearly.
Yearly.
Monthly. Daily.
I want to hear that daily.
Enter. Daily. Input time with 4 digit. 6:30. 0, 7. 1, 0. Enter. Set.
I have to take my medicine now.
Daily. 7:10. Remainder of...
I have to tell you that I have set the clock to 24-hour format. One can also set it to distinguish between AM and PM, of course. Now, to finalize this, we have to set the remainder, as the unit says, it means the reminder, to on.
Enter. Select notepad setting. Set date. Remainder. Enter. Remainder on or off. Off. On.
Okay.
Cancel. Select notepad setting. Remainder.
Oh, I've pressed cancel. I didn't want that.
Enter. Remainder on or off. Off. On.
No, I'll press enter.
Enter. Set.
I have to take my medicine now.
That was a bit low.
7:10. Remainder on.
In case you didn't understand it, I said, I have to take my medicine now. At each day, at 7:10, it would play this note. The recorder also has something they call the on timer, which, as I understand it, is meant to work like an alarm clock, but I am not able to use this feature. When I set the on timer to a specific time, absolutely nothing happens at that time. I've no idea why. Okay, let's leave the notepad.
Cancel. Finish notepad. Are you sure? Enter. Digital audio recordable CD. Push record key.
And go to the calculator.
Menu. Backup. Recording setting. Play. Bookmark. On time. Notepad. Calculator. Enter. Calculator.
In calculator mode, the four keys info, heading, page, bookmark are plus, minus, times, and divide. The record key is the point key, and the numbers on the numeric keypad work as normal numbers. So, if I enter...
1, 5, point, 5, plus, 3, 5.
I press the pound key, it's the equal key in the calculator.
Equal 50.5.
And that's it. One cannot do percentage calculations or calculate square roots. It's a simple, not a scientific calculator. 6. The PC software. I have not tested this software extensively. With it, one can record DAISY books on a PC. One can also convert text files to MP3 files with a program. The program is very keyboard friendly. It comes with a speech synthesizer, Microsoft Speech, but one can switch this off. That's useful when one wants to use a screen reader like JAWS. I had some character recognition program after I installed the software. It often said underline, underline, underline when it just should have read some words. But this went away after I've adjusted the voice for Microsoft Speech. I then turned off the internal speech of the program and could use it with JAWS without any problems. I was able to record with my laptop. One can use the PTR1 as a CD writer. It comes with a USB cable. To do that, no special software is required. After one connects the PTR1 to a PC, it is recognized as a drive by Windows Millennium 2000 and XP. For Windows 98 Second Edition, there is a USB driver on the CD. One can use normal CD writing software like Easy CD Creator with a PTR1. It emulates a certain normal Plextop CD writer. 7. Final thoughts. This machine is fantastic. Plextor really did a lot to make a machine that works great for blind people. It could revolutionize the study of nonfiction literature by the blind. US citizens can buy the PTR1 for $995 at Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, which is at www.rfbd.org. You have to be a member of RFBD to purchase the PTR1. There are only two other countries in which it is yet available, and they are Canada and Norway. One can find all the distribution information for the recorder at www.plextalk.com. In the name of my computer club, the ISCB, a big thanks goes to Plextor Japan for sending us this test unit.
Shut down.